Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going deep on the Dubwise Top Loop Drive, and specifically, how to make it feel emotional, sunrise ready, and properly a live inside Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB. Now, when I say top loop, I'm talking about that moving frame around the break. Not another full drum kit, not a pile of extra percussion just because the grid has space. I mean the upper layer that sits above the kick, snare, and sub, and keeps the energy shifting without stealing the spotlight. In a sunrise set, that layer has a very specific job. It has to carry motion, warmth, and tension at the same time. It should feel like the room is opening up, like light is coming through the clouds. So the goal here is not just rhythm. It's rhythm with atmosphere, space, and emotional contour. Let's build this step by step. First, start with a break fragment that already has character in the top end. You want hats, rides, shuffles, ghost to tail, maybe a bit of that worn old-school texture. If you're using a full break, slice off the low end and focus on the top half only. That way the kick and sub relationship stays clean and under your control. In Ableton Live 12, you can right-click the audio and choose Slice to New MIDI Track if you want full control. Set the slicing to Transient for break material, because you want each little hit to become playable. Then use a drum rack or simpler per slice, so you can resequence the hats, ghosts, and little shuffle accents exactly how you want them. Before you get too excited with the pattern, clean up the source. Use EQ8 and gently high-pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. You are not trying to thin it out into dust. You're just removing low-end clutter so the loop can sit above the main drum engine. If the break feels too sharp or too crispy, hit it with a little saturator in soft clip mode. Keep the drive modest, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That slight wear is important. Old school and jungle often sound better when a transient shape is a little worn in, not laser pristine. Now build the groove from chop tops, not from overload. That's a big difference. A strong top loop is usually sparse enough to let the main break breathe. If everything is busy, nothing feels like it's driving. Program a two-bar pattern from your slice top hits. Focus on offbeat hats, tiny ghost hits before the snare, short ride taps, and a few broken shuffle accents. Think in terms of rolls. One layer gives foreground detail, another gives background motion, another gives the little event moments. A simple approach is this. Bar 1 is light hat motion. Bar 2 adds a ghost pickup into the snare. Bar 3 repeats with one shifted accent. And bar 4 leaves a little hole for a fill or a dub delay tail. That little absence is important. Bass is part of the groove. Now bring in the swing. Use the groove pool with a swing source like MPC 16 swing, or extract groove from a break if you've got a good one. Keep timing around 10 to 25%, velocity around 5 to 15%, and random very low. You want human feel, not drunken timing. Once the pattern is working, send all of the top loop elements into a group or bus. Call it top loop bus. This is where the glue happens. On that bus, start with EQ8 again. High pass around 180 to 250 Hz. If the hats are too spitty, make a small dip around 2.5 to 4 kHz. If it needs more air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. But be careful here. Sunrise emotion is not the same as bright and shiny. You want the brightness to open slowly, not blast wide open immediately. After EQ, put on drum bus. Keep the drive fairly subtle, maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch should usually stay low. Boom is usually off for this layer, or very low if you need a little body. You can push the transients slightly positive if the loop feels flat, but don't overdo it. The point is to give it a little push, like the groove is breathing through the layer. Then use glue compressor lightly. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want the loop to feel held together, not crushed. If the width feels too unstable, use utility and keep it around 80 to 100% width, or even narrower if the source is messy. In jungle and DNB, mono compatibility matters a lot. Club systems will expose bad stereo decisions very quickly. Now for the heart of the Dubwise feel. Echo. Make a return track or put echo in the chain as a send effect. This is not just a delay effect. This is part of the arrangement language. The echo becomes a phrase marker, a tension swell, a call and response voice. Try delay times like 3/16, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on tempo and feel. Feedback can live around 20 to 45%, but usually you want most of the time lower than that. Filter the delay. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz, low pass around 5 to 9 kHz. Keep the modulation subtle, around 5 to 15%. And here is the important teacher note. automate the send level more often than the feedback. That gives you control over when the DAB appears without letting the repeat take over the whole bar. So instead of a delay that is always there, you get selective throws. A hit at the end of bar 2, a tail into a turnaround, a swell before the drop. You can also put auto filter before echo and automate a band pass closing into the send. That makes the tail feel like it is falling back into the room, rather than just repeating mechanically. That one move can add a lot of emotional depth. Next, let's build atmosphere. For sunrise emotion, your top loop should feel like it's moving through air. That means adding a subtle atmospheric layer. Use erosion on white noise, or a filtered noise source from analog or wavetable, or a field recording, or even a resampled shimmer from the break itself. Process that atmosphere with auto filter and some slow motion. High pass it around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz if it needs to sit behind the drums. Add a small to medium reverb, maybe 8 to 18% wet. And if the width is too diffuse, use utility to pull it in a bit. This layer should not sound like a pad taking over the tune. It should feel like room tone, air, reflection, motion, like the space around the drums is alive. Now we get into call and response, which is where the dubwise character really clicks. The top loop should answer the drum phrase, not just sit on top of it all the time. Pick one or two repeating response moments. Maybe a filtered hat stab after the snare. Maybe a dub echo on the last eighth note of bar 2. Maybe a short reverse texture leading into bar 1. Maybe a ghost percussion hit that mirrors a snare drag. Use clip automation or arrangement view automation to vary things like filter cutoff, send level to echo, reverb decay, and delay feedback. In the intro, keep the loop filtered low, with mostly atmosphere and sparse tops. In the main drop, bring in the full chop pattern and reserve the dub throws for phrase endings. In a mid-8 switch-up, remove one hat layer, add extra echo, and open the air a bit. Then in the second drop, bring the loop back with a slightly different groove or an extra ghost note pattern. That kind of variation is what makes the loop feel like a record, not a loop. Now for an advanced move, resample the best moments. Once the top loop is feeling good, print it to audio. Record a few passes, one clean version, one with extra echo throws, one with atmosphere swells, maybe even a few isolated dubtails. Then chop those resamples into performance material. You can use a clean version for the drop, a degraded version for the breakdown, and a fill version for transitions. If the resampled audio already grooves, don't overfix it. A lot of the magic in jungle comes from leading swing and human timing intact. This is also where you can get creative with little reverse responses. Print an echoed hit, reverse it, and tuck it before a key snare moment. That's a classic jungle move and it works beautifully when you need a phrase to lift. Now let's talk mix balance, because this is where a lot of top loops either become powerful or become annoying. Check the loop in context with the kick, snare, and bass. The loop should feel present, but it should never be louder than the snare. If hats are masking the snare attack, cut a narrow band somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. If the loop is fighting bass harmonics, narrow the stereo width or reduce delay feedback. Use spectrum on the top loop bus and make sure there's no unnecessary low end hanging around under 200 Hz. And always check mono. If the atmosphere collapses too much in mono, simplify the width processing on the source, rather than trying to fix it with a wider master. The master is not the place to solve a broken top loop. Here's the key idea to keep in mind. The top loop creates the sense of speed, while the bass and drums create the physical impact. The air layer should never steal the engine. Let's quickly talk about common mistakes. 1. Overcrowding the top end. Too many hats, rides, shakers, and delayed stabs will make the mix brittle. If that happens, mute one layer and let the ghost notes carry the motion. 2. Too much delay feedback. Dub echo is powerful, but if it rings too long, you lose drive and get wash instead. Keep most feedback around 20 to 35% and only automate it higher on phrase turns. 3. Letting atmosphere dominate the snare. If the emotional wash is louder than the drum phrasing, the tune loses punch. Sidechain the atmosphere or automate it down during snare-led moments. 4. Ignoring mono. A widened loop can disappear or phase out on a club system. Always check. 5. Making the loop static for too long. If it repeats unchanged for 8 or 16 bars, it just sounds like a loop. Change one thing every 8 bars, filter, send, chop density, or texture level. If you want a darker, heavier version of this approach, try a few pro tricks. Put a little saturator or overdrive before echo so the repeats read as grainy and present. Darken the echoes more than the dry loop. Use subtle instability with auto filter, wave editable modulation, or very gentle frequency shift or movement. And if you find a version you love, resample it and degrade it a little with light redux or saturation for that worn tape or broken radio edge. Also, keep the bass and top loop in distinct emotional lanes. If the bass is aggressive and neuro-leaning, let the top loop be spacious and dubwise. If the bass is warm and rolling, the top loop can carry a little more rhythmic detail and shimmer. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 16-bar sunrise-ready top loop. Start with one break fragment. Slice it to MIDI. Build a 2-bar groove with one offbeat ghost note and one phrase-ending accent. Route it through a top loop bus with a Q8, drum bus, and glue compressor. Set up echo on a return track and automate one strong dub throw at the end of bar 4 and bar 12. Add a subtle atmosphere layer with erosion or filtered noise. Automate the filter over the full 16 bars so it opens gradually. Check mono. Trim any harsh 3 to 6 kHz buildup. Then bounce the 16 bars and listen back like you're DJing the intro into a drop.